Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, my pod people, our pod people. Thank you for sharing this. You must be, because more people are listening. Rate, comment, all that good stuff, and reach out to us whatever you want on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page, or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway. Producer Max Squatch is here, and executive producer Eric Kelly II is here. Squatch is all excited. He's waiting to get locked down to his Madden. The Madden video game is coming out, and he keeps shouting out.
When does it come out, Max?
It comes out August the 15th.
He's already pumped.
Wow. Okay, I was expecting him to say this weekend.
Jalen Ramsey's got a 99! Jalen Ramsey's got a 99! I'm like, what's going on here? Like, he's really getting ready.
Wow.
Starting to stretch.
And this is nothing that's going to help him find a woman.
Oh, yes, it will.
Ramona, you did not have to violate me like that.
If that's what you think violating is, you will never
bless
find a
woman. Bless his heart. Bless his whole heart.
But your fingers get dexterity after playing Madden, so you can use those to, you know, finish the ladies.
No, he cannot. There is nothing that you're doing playing video games that's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
I don't know, man. You were, obviously it's the surface of the sun out there over the last few days, weeks, and there are a lot of jobs where I just can't even imagine, like being on a roof or being in a kitchen, you know, being a chef or a cook or whatever. But you are amazed at news reporters.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Why?
Because I have been watching the news, and you see these reporters, and I'm speaking specifically to the women, because there is a totally different standard for women in TV news than for men.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this woman standing out here, like I was watching Deshaun Brown from WSOC. She's at Panthers training camp, basically standing on the sun, no shade, in front of a camera. It's a live shot at 6 p.m. It is hotter than Hades. She's not sweating.
Come
Her
on.
Makeup is perfection.
Huh?
And I've seen some of the other reporters, Elsa Gillis, and what's her name? Gina. I've seen them out. Their hair's not stringy.
Come on. Nothing.
They're flawless.
Maybe there's a big fan blowing on them until
the last
minute.
No, there's not.
Until the last minute, I mean.
Because what we're seeing even here in our building is, it used to be you would see these reporters go out with a camera person. Yeah. A lot of these reporters are now toting their own camera, setting it up on a tripod, hanging out on the sun until it's time for the anchors
in the conditioned,
air-conditioned studio to go to them. Like, why haven't they melted?
Do you think you sweat right away when you walk out there?
The minute I don't make it from my building to the car without melting. Like, how are you doing it, Deshaun Brown? What is your secret? Are you not one of us?
Yes, she's, it's one of those superhero strengths.
It's got to be. It absolutely is. And what I vow to do is to get to the bottom of what products they're using. Like, what's your deodorant? Do you have an anti-perspiring makeup base that you're using? Like, what is it?
A magic wizardry.
What is it?
Wizardry. I guess. I'm going to have to
start. Is there a cooling bra? The rest of us need to know.
Okay. Well, you get on that. Have you tweeted to them? Have you asked them? Have you Facebooked them?
Oh, I have already reached out to Deshaun.
And then she told you, you're a damn crazy woman. Get away from me.
Sweaty woman.
Get that sweaty woman away from me. I don't talk to your sweaty types.
So, Ramona, I don't really know you, but you want to know how I keep from sweating.
Yes.
That's not a weirdo question at all.
Especially when you sent a picture of your pit stains. And that was really kind of a
turn there was off. A whole podcast, and I think even a radio award dedicated to my pit stains.
It's very possible. Yes.
Ew.
Yes. Eric.
You know, it was hot, and I was out in an appearance, and someone wanted to introduce me to a dude.
Oh, yes.
I remember I wore my pretty silk shirt, and it was stuck to me, and the guy offered me. He offered me.
Why are you wearing
a napkin?
Silk?
A napkin.
Out in the heat.
Offered you a napkin to wipe it up.
Yeah, and then the napkin stuck all to my face.
Oh,
it was horrible. So I want to know. Yeah, there are secrets.
And you want them.
I want them all.
The secret is to not wear silk in heat.
Why is
cotton, breathable. Very simple.
Yeah.
Silk is not breathable at all.
But it was so cute.
Yeah. No,
you weren't.
You can
obviously you weren't.
No.
When I left the house.
Oh, okay. All right. What didn't last
By
long?
By the time I got uptown Charlotte, no not longer so cute.
I was mentioning, and I asked you guys, and I don't even, you didn't say I was a jerk. You just said I overthink things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes if I don't want to get into a text conversation, but I have to answer somebody, I will text them when I know that they're probably not going to be around to answer it. Because if I answer them and then they come back at me, now I'm in a conversation.
So this is someone who needs an answer from you.
Yeah.
On something.
Well, no, but not an emergency.
No, I don't care. They need an answer from you. And you're not you've seen their message. You know they have a question, but you're waiting until you think they fall asleep or or something to text them back to give them the answer they need.
Right.
That's what you're telling me?
Basically.
Because you are the same guy who when someone doesn't answer you immediately, you're like, you take all day to answer me, yet you're waiting for me to fall asleep to answer me.
No, well, I don't want to wake you up. I will not do that, but I will wait till, you know, I know that you're in a meeting or something.
That's my only consideration when I'm texting someone back, because sometimes what I'll do is I'll get on my phone and I'll answer all my text messages at one time and then move on to something else. Mm-hmm. But I am very cognizant of when I do it, because if I think to do my text at 11 o'clock, like, ooh, I don't want someone's phone dinging late at night when might be asleep. Or when we get to work at like 4:30 in the morning, that's too early. That's the only time I think about, ooh, not a good hour to text. You are just absolutely being a total jerk about it.
No. No, because
because someone's waiting for you.
No.
And you don't like it when people keep you waiting.
It wouldn't be something like it was waiting on. It'd be more like, you know, hey, did you see that TV show, blah, 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 or something? Well, I'm not going to answer that right away.
I don't want to talk to you about my favorite TV show. What kind of friend are you?
Well, they might come back at me right away, and I'm not prepared to go on this back and forth for a while. So I got to make sure. Or I'll answer and say, hey, saw the show, walking into a meeting now, or, you know, whatever. Hey, happy birthday. I'm getting in the car. Can't talk. Because I don't want them to think that I'm blowing them off or something.
Do you really think you're on people's minds that much?
Like,
oh, I got
a
message from Matt.
Yes.
Got to get right back at him to engage him.
Yeah. Hey,
I better not engage him. Turns out that he's wishing me happy birthday and he's walking into a restaurant right now.
Right. Happy birthday. I'm walking into a restaurant.
I don't understand why you're so concerned.
I don't know, because I'm mental and that's why I go to a therapist.
It's okay that somebody doesn't text you back.
No, it's not about that.
You don't have to either. You know why?
Because
neither one of you pay each other's phone bill.
That doesn't matter. It's all about
perception. No. If he texts them back, they're going to want to engage with him.
Yeah.
Unless he catches them when they're doing something else.
Right.
And then if they know he's there, they're going to want more than Matt Man.
Yeah.
So he's got to just shut it down immediately.
But sometimes they'll at least respond and I'll give him a quick exclamation point or a ha-ha, over. that's indicates
Matt
it's
will
over.
Immediately come back with some kind of reaction to your text.
Yeah.
Most of the time, that's true.
But so many times.
Because he wants you to know, hey, I'm reacting, but that's it.
That's
no
it.
Words.
No, don't say anything else to me.
I gave you a reaction. I gave you a heart. I like it, okay?
But then many times.
Let's not engage.
I would bet about 40% of the time I type a response, I forget to press send. And then I have to go back and retype, here's what I was about to send, .. but I forgot to press send.
You don't have to do that.
I always do that. I typed it all I typed this 2 days ago, but I forgot to press send. And then, whatever.
But you don't have to tell the person.
I think I do.
Why?
Because they're like, what a douchebag. He didn't respond
to me. Nobody thinks you're a douchebag. Nobody thinks that much of you to worry that much.
I worry.
I kind of do sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes he does have
you're the work wife. I kind of get that. If Matt doesn't text me back in 2 days, I'm like, okay, Matt didn't text me back in two days.
He didn't care about that.
He's a grown-ass man. What am I supposed to do?
I assume whatever it was wasn't important to
you. Do you ever do the forget to press send thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. No, I don't, because I don't feel like I owe you an explanation.
I'm talking about
you start a text and you move on to something else, you come back and you realize, I never did send that. It's still a draft.
If it's still in the draft, I'll just press the
right.
But you don't like, hi, it's Ramona. I meant to send this to you several days ago, but since that time, I've walked into the theater, I've had several meetings, and gotten caught up in various things of life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But the answer to your question is yes.
Yes, that's what I'll do. Something
Dude,
like that.
It's not that important.
I'm about to say
you
now.
Are not that important.
No,
I've only
no, you're right.
I only do that when I know a certain thing is supposed to occur with a certain somebody. And
oh, you're boinking somebody or something.
Yes. Now, yeah. If I'm doing that with you, maybe
well, that's
so.
Weird. Yes, because you show up at the guy's house.
I see you like, what the hell? Oh, you didn't text me back,
dude. Look right here. I didn't press send. I didn't press send. I'm not just dropping in. Dropping you would be terrible. I swear to God.
No, I've done that. I am that person. Thought I sent the text. Did not send the text. Didn't technically confirm anything. Showed up.
Oh, that's terrible.
And he was like. I mean, luckily I ain't got nobody else here. So, yes, we can continue, but you didn't send that message. I did. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Here we are. My bad.
You know what? I think they need a feature on text
feature?
That will tell you the time that it was actually typed. And so I can screenshot it and say, look, I typed this at 10:42 3 days ago.
Okay.
Otherwise, they
the
think
most.
You're just full of crap.
If Twitter doesn't make an edit button, they're not giving you that.
Oh, my heavens.
That's what I do.
Nobody's thinking about it like
they
that.
They should think about it. Should be on their minds because this is serious stuff. I will tell you that. I just want to give you one little weird note.
Okay.
You have one weird note? You got a weird note first? Oh, okay. I'll tell you this to wrap this up. This is weird to me. My cousin, her name is Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad's name is Terry. And she married a guy named Terry who has a daughter named Faith. I just found this out yesterday. Isn't that weird?
Woo!
That's what you...
I think that's weird. What are the odds? What do you think the odds are?
The odds are very slim, but my mind is not blown.
Oh, then you're just...
Because you overhyped it.
I'll text you in a minute.
Okay.
thanks for joining us, and reach out, Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Talk soon.